Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Hatfield goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. White scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Groth reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. Houdeman moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houdeman moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Groth moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ike DeLock now pitching. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Groth scores. Barry goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5 Tigers. Billy Heft now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens scores. It's 7-6, Tigers. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Johnny Lapon pinch hits for Ike DeLuck. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Goodman scores. White moves to third. Lapon moves to second. It's Tigers, 7, Red Sox, 7. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Lapon scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Hal White now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 9, Red Sox, 9. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry is walked intentionally. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. White reaches second base with a double. There goes Gurnett trying to get to home. Groth throws the ball into Berry, who relays the ball to Ginsburg, who tags Gurnett, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Neil Berry. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing shortstop. Bud Sushok now playing third base. Pat Mullen now playing right field. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-4 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Hal White. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Gray pinch runs for Johnny Hop. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.